Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Terry Ziegler, who is the CEO of DataCap. Terry, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, Terry. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the role of DataCap and your platform to enable the channel and the ecosystem around integrated payments to take advantage of your services and solutions. So let's start with a basic question and perhaps a basic function that I would imagine those who want to take advantage of your platform's capabilities are interested in, and that is security. How prepared are you as DataCap to help these ISVs that I know are part of your distribution channel navigate the challenges associated with the host of things that are all about security, the migration to EMV, tokenization, encryption, and so forth?
We've actually been at this a long time, so we've taken a very transitional strategic approach to the evolving security concerns. I can walk you through that if you'd like.
Sure.
We started the EMV development in Canada probably 5 years ago or so, and have had pretty good success there. We've developed a one-to-many interface for integrators to get to the processors, and now have probably more than 75 ISVs that are engaged with four different processor platforms up there supporting many thousands of merchants doing EMV in Canada. So we have a lot of experience to develop and lead those ISVs through that process in the U.S. But that experience actually led us to develop our out-of-scope solutions for the U.S. market. In that case, we control all the payment peripherals just like we do in the EMV requirement in Canada. So as part of that process, we added a bunch of encryption technologies for taking the card data from the reader throughout the auth process and currently support over, I think, 40-some devices that range from card readers to pin pads to contactless devices to all-in-one POS systems. And we support, you know, Windows and iOS, Android, Linux systems, and all, you know, a bunch of other embedded kind of technologies with a variety of interface options like ActiveX controls and web listeners and client libraries and things like that for mobile apps. So, you know, subsequently to that, we wound up adding processor-specific end-to-end encryption technologies such as Voltage. So we've always seen pretty modest uptick on that because they're charging for that technology and a lot of the small merchants just don't want to pay the transaction fees. So we've done that kind of stuff. We've added single-use tokens for transaction adjustments and merchant-specific multi-use tokens for recurring payments. We've had that available for quite a long time. We've actually had the single-use token so that
wow.
You know, our guys don't have to store transactions on their host for doing, you know, after-the-fact adjustments like tip management, that kind of stuff. So that strategy has been really transitional, providing the platforms to our ISV partners. They not only get that one integration of many processor interface, but if they've done either our Canadian EMV or out-of-scope U.S. interfaces, then they only have a couple of hours development to drop U.S. EMV into place as we release EMV
mm-hmm.
products.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty clean. If they commit to our platforms, then we're able to guide them through that security maze with either no or very little modest integration changes on our end.
So, Terry, is the scope of what you do just providing them with access to your SDK or your API, or does it also come with a set of solutions and services and people that help make that transition easier for those, the ISVs?
No, we provide a whole set of not only technology tools, but also business tools to those integration partners. So, you know, in addition to when you think about our technology, the big issue for us is that we're providing one integration to many processors. So if they talk to us one time through the command interface, they can get to all the processors. So we have, you know, that and various integration options, the wide peripheral support, the out-of-scope integrations, tokenization, encryption, EMV. They're all obvious technology tools provided, but we also provide some clever ideas like hardware device that actually mimic those software interfaces we have, such that the ISV can separate the entire payment process from the POS system without changing the software and still remain fully integrated from a flow standpoint. So that's getting a lot of interest at the ISV level and the merchant level because it reduces the merchant's PCI footprint. So we have those kind of tools. We also do some stuff with online. We have web accessible product management tools where an ISV can come on board and order products, manage the products, upgrade the products, do merchant file building, you know, all that kind of stuff. And you can do that all 24/7. So that has been very beneficial. But then on the business side, we have put together a bunch of programs to make it easier for them to place their products. We can offer SaaS models to the ISVs directly, or we actually have a wide variety of rental relationships with various acquirers in the industry. And if the ISVs sign on to those deals, then they can get recurring income as part of that process for referring accounts to that processing entity and for supporting the accounts longer term. So we have a lot of that stuff going on. We also do some things where we have standardized data collection format. You might find this interesting. I've seen some of your guests writing on this about, you know, when you think about data cap systems, you know, where does that name come from? The payments industry. Originally, we were in the data capture business with cash register technology, collecting data and then forwarding that to systems for what is now termed big data. So we have standardized format in our transaction command interfaces that allow ISVs to send that data wherever they may want to go. So it could be used for data analytics, or it could be used for loyalty programs, or whatever the case may be. So that's some of the stuff that we're doing there in terms of offering those options.
I have a couple questions as follow-up to that. And the first question is, do those who know what you do come to you with a particular request that is currently part of your platform, or do they come to you, look around, and say, gee, I thought I needed this, but I really need that? What's been the experience of those who take advantage of your developer ecosystem capabilities?
All of the above. We have, with the long-term integrators that have been working with us for many years, we get an enormous amount of what we think of as custom requests. That might be some very specialized gift card program or loyalty program or something they're doing in terms of how they interface to a particular system on behalf of a merchant request, how that might architect itself out. You know, we have situations where merchants say, well, I want to be completely out of scope and I don't want the data anywhere near my POS system, but I want to be fully integrated. How can you guys help? So we'll sit down and we'll take pieces of our product platform and start matching up to what they're trying to accomplish. We might drop a little hardware dongle off their POS system and that will drive the peripheral so that all the data is collected off that device and then sent on a separate IP backbone to a server that drives a transaction, whatever processor is involved. You know, we might change how they do their software interface such that the data is not being kept on their system in any way, shape, or form through software means. So we get a lot of that kind of thing going on. We also have a lot of the newer developers that come in that are really new, not only to payments, but even to the POS industry, who are trying to figure out exactly what it is that we can do to help them. Then they really kind of look at our slate of offerings and try to pick and choose. But that becomes a very challenging situation because they sometimes don't know what they don't know.
Sure.
So you have to spend a lot of time working with those guys to, you know, really indoctrinate them into the business with all the vagaries that go on and trying to help them meet their general need.
One of the things that's interesting about having a platform and an ecosystem that kind of grows up around that platform is the network effects that come from having a robust platform and then ecosystem players that add richness to the core capabilities of that platform. Can you tell me a little bit about how that sort of dynamic has worked for DataCap over the years?
You end up having a lot of special application people looking for a way to get into your marketplace. So, you know, you see, for example, with a mobile application development, it's an interesting situation because a lot of these guys really have very little prayer of getting penetration to a marketplace because of the amount of money it's going to take to build an entire ecosystem on their own. So they'll come to us and say, how can I bust into your dealer network? How can I bust into your ISV network? Do an interface to me so that I can get to these guys. I think we support something like 26 different gift card services. I didn't think 26 gift card services existed. But, you know, we have, and we don't do a lot of business with a lot of them. But, you know, every integrator you do business with has some unique personal relationship or something with somebody he wants to do business with. So, you know, you wind up developing a lot of those kind of attributes. We have one situation that's particularly kind of interesting. There's a company named iDriveThru that operates out of New Jersey. And they came up with an idea to use an EasyPass card readers as an RFID reading device to make payments automatically when you drive through a quick service restaurant.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, it is, because there's some real dynamics about this particular one, because what they basically do, they don't use EasyPass to pay the bill. They just use it as a reader technology. So what they got effectively is a token. Mm-hmm. And they came to us and said, can you help us make this work in the channel? So basically they use, you know, our token technology and our authorization technology. We interface this whole thing together, and we work with a local integrator named Comtrex, which is, you know, does a lot of, you know, the restaurant development stuff. Mm-hmm. And they actually installed, you know, about a half dozen Wendy's restaurants on Staten Island over the past 6 months or so. And what's really clever about this technology is that when you drive through the window, their system automatically reads the ID tag and then send that data off to us. Now, the guys, this is the big data part of this, gets really kind of wild. If the consumer is registered as an iDrive-thru consumer, then he can pay his bill automatically by just saying, yes, I want to pay my iDrive-thru account. He can get access to loyalty programs and discounts and coupons, whatever it is that they offer as part of that program. But what's really neat about this is probably the only situation we've ever run into or heard of where they have perfect data on a consumer before they sign up for a loyalty program and after they sign up for a loyalty program. Because they what they do is they read that ID tag when a guy comes through, and they accumulate data on the ID tag, not the consumer. So the point that particular ID tag signs up for a relationship, then they can measure what he does after he signed up versus what he was doing before he signed up. That information is incredibly valuable to a merchant.
Yeah, I'll say. Remind me never to loan my car to anyone if I
That's right.
I'll end up supporting like the whole neighborhood. But it's interesting. So now just to take that example one step further. So let's say you now have that capability on your platform as part of your ecosystem. Others who want to take advantage of what you have as part of your platform and that ecosystem can glom on to that capability, right?
So that's instantly available to hundreds of ISVs that we deal with, and they can do a very, very modest change to their system to effectively implement the capability, and they're good to go. Most of the development, matter of fact, for that particular application doesn't have to do with supporting the payment side. That's all straightforward because it just looks like a card read to them. But the development is to accept the activation of a merchant, or not of a merchant, of a consumer's card account, basically. The consumer's got to walk in the store and register, or he's got to do it online or whatever. That has to be implemented as part of the POS package to really streamline it.
Interesting.
That's the most development required.
Well, that's interesting. So it sounds like, you know, this is a direction. I mean, you've been doing this for a very long time, accommodating a lot of different requests from a lot of different members of the channel. But it sounds like this is very much a part of the data cap future, enabling these kinds of things as part of your ecosystem and then providing distribution for those use cases as they become available.
That is our business model.
Interesting. So what other examples can you give us of cool things that have found its way into your ecosystem? iDrive is very, very clever. Anything else come to mind?
We recently completed a project with a ISV named Omniterm, who implemented a point-to-point encryption and tokenization project in the chain of really high-end, high-volume movie theaters. They integrated all the restaurants, ticketing, retail, and concession operations all in one interface. And did that all with you know, high security, because you know it's a movie theater's a tough situation. A lot of transactions, short periods of time. You need high throughput and need high security because breach there could be massive in terms of card count. So that was something that we think really a powerful integration. We recently did a deal with a company called Signature Systems in combination with Mercury Payments to complete an out of scope implementation with EMV ready pin pads for a major national sandwich shop that had about 3,000 locations. And what was unique of that was it was all done with remote updating capabilities, so the integrated EMV becomes just a bolt-on as soon as those products are released. So they created a scenario in there where they're completely out of scope. As they do their upgrades, they just drop in whatever upgrade comes along, and that could be, you know, whatever choice of pin pads it may be or whatever EMV supplier, you know, might be. So they have a completely upgradable situation.
P2PE, that pretty hot topic of conversation in your ecosystem?
Yeah, it is. It's a challenging one, though, because, as you know, the point-to-point encryption, the whole idea is to make sure that nobody can get a hold of any of that clear data while a transaction is either being dealt with at the point-of-sale system or in flight. And there's really two issues here. I mean, what we've been doing for a very long time, we've had point-to-point encryption for a very long time as part of our normal out-of-scope applications, and in that situation, it's been a universal applicability to all processors where we have an encrypted swipe read that comes into our software set, then we decrypt that at the POS and re-encrypt it immediately to send out to whatever processor that we're dealing with, so that the transaction is being encrypted, but at some point in the process, it's decrypted inside the POS system. And with merchants that have good control of their systems, it's a very, very inexpensive, it's a no-cost way to get to a point-to-point encryption technology. But for those merchants that aren't very careful, they're at risk because a fraudster can put, you know, software memory scrapers on the system and can take those transactions. but that's a universal application, and merchants are using it because it's easy to use. And in fact, we've certified, I think, 40-some devices under that technology where we're taking encrypted reads off card readers or pin pads or whatever. But the second step, the real point-to-point encryption, is basically where somebody is taking a swipe, encrypting that at the swipe itself, and it's not being decrypted until it hits a processor's location. Of course, that requires matching the encryption at the front end to the decryption at the back end. So it's a processor-by-processor development. So we do point-to-point encryption for First Data. It's different than we do it for TSYS, than we do it for Vantiv, than we do it for Heartland. So we've developed a number of those technologies, but we're seeing very little uptick on it right now.
Interesting. Why is that? Is it because they're focused on EMV, or there isn't the recognition that it's that important? So what's your take on that?
The processors that give it away for free are doing point-to-point encryption technology. The processors that charge for it are doing less of it.
Gotcha.
Merchants, at least in our category, the merchants don't seem willing to pay whatever it is the processors are charging. And I think we think what will happen is ultimately that technology become buried in the normal transaction fees and be viewed by the merchants as being free technology. So we'll start embracing that technology. Because we don't really see EMV, you know, to us, EMV is just one leg of a three-legged stool. EMV without doing tokenization point-to-point is kind of foolish, frankly. And I think what you see from most merchants that know what they're doing is saying, well, I don't know why we need EMV. What we really need is point-to-point encryption and tokenization.
Yep. Well, that's another conversation for another day. But Terry, it was really great to catch up with you and to get some really interesting perspective, sort of on the ground perspective around the robustness of the ecosystem that you've created over many years and continue to enrich and is thriving and certainly doing a lot of great things for merchants and the developers who take advantage of it. Thanks very much.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.